Good morning. It is a Thursday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. A breaking news story in the Washington Post. A military whistleblower says federal officials sought some unusual crowd control devices, including one that's being called a heat ray, to deal with protesters outside the White House on the June day that law enforcement forcibly cleared Lafayette Square. National Guard Major Adam DeMarco says the Defense Department's lead military police officer for the National Capital Region sent an email asking if the D.C. National Guard possessed a long-range acoustic device used to transmit loud noises or an active denial system, the so-called heat ray. DeMarco said he responded that the Guard was not in possession of either device. NPR and the Washington Post first reported this.
Extraordinary. In other words, the idea now is that on peaceful protesters, we are going to use basically untested and potentially damaging devices that will get on the skin, that will get into the eardrums, that will hurt Americans who are practicing, get this now, their First Amendment rights peacefully. We all saw it. We saw what was going on that day in Lafayette Square, and we know that there was not rioting going on. Now, the attorney general to this president, his sycophant, is now talking about using the sedition laws. And we know back to the early days of the United States, the Alien and Sedition Acts, he wants to start talking about sedition for people who are following their duties, the mayor of a major prominent U.S. city. So what can I say except that all the gloves are off? He said the gloves were coming off, and he's going to do the most extraordinary things. Look, he is losing in all the polls. The more he loses, the more he is going to act like an animal. Let's face it. That's what he's doing now. There will be no stopping him. It really reminds me of early Mussolini, early Hitler. Start laying hands on people. There are a lot of people who have been criticizing this president for a long time, and I'm thinking that we're going to see examples of going after a mayor or going after people who have wronged the president in his own very warped mind at this stage.
You referenced the mayor. That's Seattle Mayor Jenny Durkin. She called the attorney general's suggestion chilling and the latest abuse of power from the Trump administration. Also, interestingly, Michael Cohen, Trump's former fixer on CNN, says the new fixer is Bill Barr.
Well, he is. I mean, Barr is doing anything that the president wants him to, obviously is out front, and Barr, I think, is putting himself into a very bad spot. One, he loses whatever reputation he had in the earlier Bush times. Number two, assuming that Trump loses, he will be untouchable after this election. He has turned out to be everything that he said he wasn't in his testimony to the Congress when they were considering his approval. So he is now a very dangerous man at a very dangerous time. And I do believe that when history is written, he's going to come out quite badly.
This might be one more piece of evidence of it. They are our best defense. This is CDC Director Dr. Robert Redfield renewing calls to wear masks. The president directly contradicting him. In fact, in that ABC interview, he said basically he'd take the advice of waiters over doctors.
Dr. Redfield, of course, who I had mixed feelings, let's put it that way, about when they first did the Pence healthcare panel. But he certainly has been telling what I consider to be the truth now. And when the president of the United States keeps getting on the air, keeps going in press conferences and contradicting his own top people, especially his scientists, he really is creating the kind of havoc that he is known for. And it is just continuing. Redfield was quite clear, I saw it, that the mask is our best defense. In fact, he said, the mask may be more potent than the vaccine itself. If I'm not misquoting him, I believe that's what he said. The president, of course, goes into a rage, goes before the press, says that Redfield was mistaken. Yeah, this president, who is basically uneducated in so many ways, is now more profound in his understanding of what's going on than the scientists who work in the federal government. It's enough to make your stomach quite queasy, that's for sure. It is so reminiscent of earlier times when dictators and others made up their own facts in order to put themselves and keep themselves in power.
Well, let's turn to a new poll, Alan. USC Dornsife poll. Here's the thing that I picked up on. See what you think. Trump faces a different challenge. Not only is he behind, but a slice of his potential supporters are iffy about voting, the poll finds. At the same time, the main issue he has pushed in recent weeks, law and order, appears to have salience mostly with people who already strongly support him. The president's problem comes with those who say they only lead toward voting for him. They average a 75% likelihood to vote, the poll finds, compared with 92% who say they'll vote, who lean toward Biden.
And that, David, is why the president is doubling down on his rhetoric and his mischief. If he can't do that, he loses this election. Because right now, in the general polling that's going on, most likely voters, he's losing. And he's losing in the key states, he's losing in the national numbers, so he has to create some kind of a diversion, some kind of an October surprise that will, in fact, get people to vote. He stands on a stage and he decries the words of his top health advisors, the people he appointed, the people who are in office because he laid hands on them, and now he is saying they're wrong. Look, that's not going to convince anyone. Trump is a great advocate for saying he's a fan of the undereducated. But you know what? Undereducated people aren't stupid, that's for sure. Some of the best and smartest people I know have no college degrees. They're going to see through this, that's for sure.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us. We'll keep talking about it. You keep listening.
David, this is so scary.